Yeah, it's been, you know, I think a really good start to the off-season program. The first 2 days, I think we've gotten really good work in the weight room and out there conditioning on the field and also in the meeting room. So I think everybody's excited, as is the case this time of the year, to get started on 2016. And it's really our first chance as a team, you know, to come together. And obviously once we bring in the draft picks and get a feel for some of the guys that are going to be here in a couple of weeks, then we really have a good idea of who's going to be out there next year, and I'm excited about that. So I think it was a great start.
Where are you all at attendance-wise? Is it at 100%?
It's got to be close. I mean, I think pretty much everybody's here. I'm sure you guys will talk to Dan at some point, but he'd have a better idea of that. But it feels like everybody's here. Well, you know, I think last year, I think it was inconsistency. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, when you have a chance to step away, take some time off, and then start to review what we did last year. I think there were a lot of really good things, and that's one thing that shows up, you know, even in some of the tough stretches that we had. We did a lot of really good things offensively, but we also, in scoring situations, were not good. And we need to be better than that. And that has to be a huge point of emphasis for us as we move forward. We got to find ways to score more points than we did. And we certainly have to limit turnovers. That's something that I think those two areas specifically, as I look back on it, were areas that we have to improve. And if we do that, I really think we can get back to being a really good offense. Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think certainly, you know, I'm going to be much more familiar with what we're doing as we head into this next season than I was last year. I mean, that's part of it when you're playing a new offense. There are some things that are different. You don't have quite as much experience with some of those things. And I think in that situation, yeah, I mean, that's an honest critique of that. But I also think that, you know, even when we had opportunities, when there was familiarity with things that we were doing, our execution was not where it needed to be. And I think that's where we've got to find a way to get better. And that starts, to me, now, as we're in meetings and as we're, you know, starting to get a feel for who we're going to have in our locker room, who's going to be on the field for us. We've got to find ways to take advantage of each guy's specific skill set and my specific skill set. And I think Kyle and our whole staff is really working hard on that, and I think we're going to make strides there.
For the layman, is it just sort of like in the second year thing, is it a sort of a quick recognition of things that maybe you wouldn't have had the year before?
Absolutely. And there's, you know, also the process of being in the system the second year. I think there's a lot less translation, for lack of a better word, that goes on during meetings. I mean, when you're installing a new offense, part of it is just, all right, trying to frame it in the right way that I know it, you know. So it's a different word, it's a different formation, but it's basically the same stuff you've been doing. But there's that, you know, 4 or 5 seconds in your head that it takes to kind of sort out what we're doing. And I think that part of it, as you get more experience, as you're in the system more, you know, that goes to the wayside and you start focusing on the things that are important, what you're going against defensively, what your keys are in protection, you know, what you're looking for from a coverage standpoint. Those are the things that become more comfortable as you're more experienced in a system.
I know you did a passing camp here recently. I'm trying to remember, did you do one last year?
No.
But in a passing camp, could you feel right away sort of what you were looking for, even though it's just you throwing the ball after a bunch of guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, for me, I think everybody was more comfortable. We got guys like Jacob Tammy last year was new in this system, new to me. So there was, you know, like a lot of different things that we had to try and sort through together to get on the same page. Justin Hardy was a guy that last year to me was, as a rookie, always trying to, you know, get settled and figure out what he's doing. And I think when we were down in Miami and had the opportunity to get out onto the field and work together, you know, I can already tell we're a lot further along than we were really at certain points early in the season, midway through the season last year, to where we are now. I think familiarity with each other, familiarity with the system, I think we're way ahead of where we were last year.
Matt, you get some new faces in here with Mac and some new. Have you had time to chat with those guys yet? And then what were your initial thoughts on
them? I mean, I was excited with both of those guys coming in. Obviously, I've gotten to know both of them. You know, I spent probably more time with Muhammad than I have with Alex, just because we had the opportunity to get together down in Miami for a couple of days and work together. He's a great guy. Was really impressed with him on the field, was really impressed with how he got along with the guys. I think he's going to be a great addition to our locker room and to our offense. And then Alex, you know, our lockers, we got a new locker room set up. So for me, it was a little bit different coming into that this year after having been in the same one for a long time. But Alex is right next to me in the locker room. And so, you know, I'm going to get to know him really well, really fast. That's part of, you know, what being next to somebody in the locker room is like. And so, you know, he's a great guy, obviously a great player. And he certainly, with the addition of him, has made us a better offense and a better offensive line. You'll see it. I mean, it's set up completely different. So the old way it was set up just doesn't make sense now. So I kind of like it. It kind of mixes everybody together. We got offense, defense, old guys, young guys. It's kind of random, but it's I like it.
Is there any way to I guess effectively describe what this type of experience means in terms of the conditioning program together? Because in the past you've heard especially older teams in the past talk about the off season conditioning being the building block of very successful seasons. Is there a way to describe what they mean by that and why it sort of sets the foundation?
Well, I think it sets the culture for the team, you know, for how we're going to handle our business. And I think leadership is critical this time of the year because, you know, you don't have the game coming up Sunday. And so sometimes there's a lack of intensity. But I think the good teams don't lack that this time of the year. And I think the good teams are focused this time of the year because they understand how important our preparation is today. And what we do today is going to affect the outcome of one game or maybe multiple games throughout the year. And I think being in a leadership position and the other leaders that we have on our football team, I think it's critical to get that point across to everybody, that everything we do, how we do it, is really important. And there's going to be – you're either going to do it this way or you're not going to be here. And I think that's kind of – the mindset that Dan Quinn has, and you know, that message is really clear.
Do you sense the focus different this offseason than
last? I think every year is different. You know, every team's different. You got a different group of guys. For me, this offseason's different because, you know, probably really from the last three or four teams that I've been on, we're a lot younger than we've been. And so I think the intensity is really good. The effort's really good. The attention to detail is where we need to be at our best. And that's the area where I think our leaders have to step up and really get guys on board and really dialed in so that we're a much more detailed football team next year. And we're a team that goes out there and executes in the situations that you and I talked about earlier, in the red zone or in third downs, whatever it may be. Those details come into play during those situations, and that's where we've got to be better.
The other side of the locker room getting younger, some familiar faces are gone, and every year that's more and more of fewer people that have been around for a long time with you. Is that a different feel for you to kind of be in that mode?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, but that's the one consistent thing in the NFL, is that year to year there's going to be change. And so I think that's what makes it so exciting this time of the year, because each team that I've played on is very unique, is very different. And we've got a different group this year. And there are a lot of new faces, a lot of fresh faces, a lot of young faces. But I think there's, you know, a lot of talent in that locker room. And I think guys really are in a good mindset. You know, I felt that way when we were down in Miami, having guys on both sides of the ball down there. And just seeing the way that guys worked on the field, the kind of condition, the kind of shape guys were in that time of the year, to me, that said a lot. And so I'm fired up about it. I'm excited.
Matt, I'm curious for your opinion on the league wide subject. A lot of early retirements going on and stuff like that. Calvin Johnson and everything. What is your take on what's going on right now? And do you see maybe a trend kind of building here?
Well, I can't really speak for anybody else because, you know, I think it's everybody's deal is very unique to themselves. And everybody has a lot of different reasons for why they want to do things. I know that for me, you know, I'm at 30 years old in my career going into year 9, and I feel great. My body feels great, and I want to keep playing as long as I can. And that's kind of where I'm at. But for other guys, you know, everybody has their own reasons to do things, and it's certainly become, you know, a topic of conversation now, but can't speak for other guys.
Is it scary, though, to see some of the things that guys are going through and, you know, concussion talk, CTE talk, all those different things?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, I think everybody understands, you know, the issues that kind of come with head trauma. That's certainly been well publicized and you know, well researched. But, you know, I also think there's a lot of positives that come with playing this game. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I started playing when I was young and have been healthy throughout my entire life. But I've learned a lot and have become the person that I am because of it. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of value to playing. I don't think you're ever surprised because, again, you know, it's a grind and difficult. And like I said, people have a lot of different things going on in their lives, you know, that, you know, might make them want to step away from playing. And, you know, I'm not one to kind of judge or, you know, pass opinion on what they're going to do with their life. But, you know, it's certainly something that's prevalent.
Mostly obviously he took a lot of heat from fans and media. Again, what sort of time looking back, what sort of your view of that, how much heat he took and the decision to keep him and the situation moving forward with him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you're not winning games, you know, there's criticism that goes in a lot of different directions. And you know, that's part of playing in this league. That's part of playing quarterback in this league. That's part of being a head coach. That's part of being an offensive coordinator. There's certainly a lot of criticism that's passed around. I'm excited that he's back. You know, I'm glad to be in year 2 in this system. I think we've learned a lot in year 1, a lot about each other, a lot about the guys that we have in our locker room, a lot about what we can be, and a lot about what we don't need to be. And I think all those things are going to serve us really well. And I'm looking forward to winning a lot of games with Kyle here as our offensive coordinator. And, you know, I think a lot of guys in our locker room feel that way.
What did you learn to follow up on that? What you don't want to be?
Well, we don't want to turn the ball over in the red zone. I know that much. That's one thing we do not want to be. I think last year we led the league in red zone turnovers. You know, so that's one of the things that I know we do not want to be moving forward. And I think we've got the right guys in place to be a really efficient, really good red zone team. And I think that's something that we're going to work very hard on this offseason.